Well, we're joined in studio now by our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane. Micheál, the protests may be wrapping up, but I guess the political reverberations were going to continue for some time. If you can just start off maybe with the cabinet meeting, what's your sense of what's going to be signed off today? And do you have any idea about how much it's going to be worth?
Well, at the moment, it's been described as tens of millions. It could be more than that. And what you would be looking at are direct fuel payments to the key groups who've been involved in the protests. So it's hauliers, farmers, agricultural contractors and any others who are in that agri-food production sector. And that could include some of the fishery side as well. So that's something which will amount to a direct payment, essentially, and will be backdated some period, maybe to the beginning of March. As well as that, you have that diesel rebate scheme, which include hauliers and coach operators. And that was set to expire at the end of June. That, it seems, would be extended. And there's a more broad issue then around people who are struggling in those sectors to get credit or to have cash flow, that something could be done in that area as well. They are the three broad pieces of it. But I suppose most important for many people who maybe, if they're directly involved or non-directly involved, who are not in those sectors, but were supporting the protests over the last number of days, what do they get out of this? And already people who are out on the ground from the government side this morning saying there's a fair degree of anger if the solution is meant to be confined only to the sectors that have been mentioned above. Is there something for everyone? And of course, that would require an excise cut to fuel. And it doesn't seem yet that the government has got the green light on that. But can it send a strong signal today as to what it wants to do on that front?
And we'll pick up that with Jack Power of the Irish Times in a moment. But just on the domestic political thing, is it fair to say that the government was basically slow to realise the extent of anger and frustration at their first £250 million package? They dropped the ball.
Yes, I think in the immediate aftermath, speaking to government TDs, they knew that people weren't happy, but they thought there was just about enough there to keep the show on the road. They didn't seem to factor in something that was raised in the Dáil repeatedly in the aftermath of that. And that was the fact that when it came to agriculture and agricultural contractors, this was the point in the year where they would be using more fuel. They would be getting into the fields and crops would be sown and the like. So it was a key moment. And they in particular felt that that package hadn't gone far enough. Government was looking at one point a booming economy, but there are a whole swathe of people there that feel that the energy crisis is really impacting them. What also seemed to anger people was the fact that, yes, government ministers were saying this is under review, but when exactly was it going to change? When was the next set of measures set to be announced? And there certainly was a lack of momentum in government around that and a lack of acceptance as to just how urgent it was needed for some people.
And on the government backbenches, what are people saying about Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan's decision on Wednesday to announce that the defence forces were getting involved rather than saying a couple of vehicles which will be used to tow tractors?
Yes, and I suppose what you had in government over the last number of days certainly was a crisis, and you had people trying to take the initiative to regain control. But certainly Jim O'Callaghan has been orphaned now in relation to the stance that he took on that, and there is a fallout from it, and it is seen to have had the opposite effect of what maybe he had hoped, that people would leave those protest sites. In fact, it emboldened them.
We were trying to elicit from Minister of State Timmy Dooley in relation to what happened between Thursday and Friday, when it appeared that some of the protesters might get into government buildings to talk, and then suddenly they weren't.
I think at the core of all that, apart from the logistics, is a reluctance by government to speak to anyone who's not a registered group, who they have not been dealing with through the old-fashioned social partnership channels. There were some in government who thought that the protesters could create a formal entity and could do that quickly, that they could negotiate with. I think at the top, there was a reluctance to go down that road at all. And is that ultimately where this could still come unstuck if it is seen by many people who are not directly affiliated with the older groups that they had, their needs haven't been met here?
Micheál Martin is not just Taoiseach, he's also the president of Fianna Fáil. And some of his own party members, like James O'Connor, were having a go. They were sort of seemed to be understanding of the protesters' needs and then upbraiding Agriculture Minister Martin Hayden on how he was presenting himself. Within Fianna Fáil itself, how is that this past week going to churn through?
It's there, and there's always an issue there. I suppose what is notable this time is that Jim O'Callaghan emerges from this for the first time since he's taken off office really bruised as well. So that does in some ways play into Micheál Martin's hands. But what you do have is backbenchers, I think, in Fianna Fáil, but also in Fine Gael, who understand the protest concerns. We saw that with them going to the sites directly in Galway, but also a feeling that there is that group in the middle who need to get something, who didn't get anything in the budget the last time either, when you saw energy credits ended. And is there a fear too among some of them that today's measures, which are expenditure tens of millions. Could that make it even more difficult in the next budget to give something back to that group? It's that sentiment that probably will be to the fore when you look ahead to those by-elections in May in Galway and Dublin.
And from the opposition's perspective, we heard today that Sinn Féin is going to table a motion of no confidence. The Aonthu leader, Padraig Tobin, had been saying something similar yesterday. How are they going to play it?
Yeah, there will be support for that from the combined oppositions. That seems clear. But of course, the government does have a majority there. Typically, in a situation like this, the government puts down a counter motion of confidence in itself and it emerges from it oftentimes stronger. I'm not sure that it's quite as straightforward this time. Yes, it has the majority. Yes, it will win. But I think this remains a battle because of the direct impact that the energy crisis places on people. There is an interesting footnote to all of this as well, given that the requirement for government TDs to get to the Dáil on Tuesday or Wednesday now will be greater than ever, given that it's a confidence motion and the government hinges on it. If there's any difficulty with protesters on the roads up and down to Dublin that could prevent that in any way, that is something that would put this back in the spotlight again if TDs were having a difficulty getting to Leinster House.
Something to watch. RT's political correspondent Micheál Lehane, thank you very much for joining us. And staying with this story, we're now going to talk to the Irish Times Europe correspondent Jack Power, and that's because both the Taoiseach and Taoiseach, they've been hinting that the government will seek to cut excise duty, but they have to get European Commission approval for it. Jack, politicians usually don't make hints unless they think there's a pretty good chance of getting something over the line. What's your assessment of the mood in Brussels now?
Yeah, so the government have written directly to Ursula von der Leyen over the weekend. It's understood that letter sets out three or four areas where the government is looking for derogations or flexibility on EU rules and legislation. And as you said, one of those areas, it seems, is around the Energy Tax Directive, which basically sets the minimum rate of excise tax charged on, you know, petrol and diesel across the EU states. So that seems to be one area where the government are hoping to get some buy-in from Brussels to, it seems, cut those tax rates below the minimum. In terms of how likely that is, I mean, there's definitely political will in the European Commission to do something, and they're planning, kind of separately to this, their own package of energy supports and reforms that'll probably be ready in the coming days. So it seems the government is hoping to get some flexibility on that included perhaps in that package. But I mean, it's a complex one once you try and pick apart even temporarily different bits of EU legislation. Like on the tax front, it seems you'd need the agreement of all 27 member states. So that might be a difficulty. Some of the other areas where the government seems to be flagging that they're going to look for some flexibility from Brussels is on fuel for farmers, something on that area. But yeah, I mean, the concern of von der Leyen and the Commission is that European governments under pressure on the energy front would go ahead with, you know, very broad measures that would impact the kind of financial and fiscal stability of the European economy. So that's the worry. They want to target whatever supports in as far as possible to avoid member states running up kind of significant debts as they did during the aftermath of the Russian invasion. And we saw in the Irish case how difficult it can be to unwind, you know, supposed one-off supports. Indeed. Like electricity credits after they're announced.
Just one extra question, Jack. It just comes down to the decision-making process. You mentioned Ursula von der Leyen, but you also mentioned the EU leaders as well. So just on the excise issue, who is the person who makes the decision, or persons?
Well, it seems it's a little unclear. We're still trying to suss out some of exactly the details of what the government is looking for. But if there was, you know, if they are looking for some kind of suspension or flexibility on various different bits of EU law, you know, that would require the support of all 27. And I mean, there is, it's obviously okay, not just Ireland. It's, you know, every European capital or most European capitals are feeling the same supply crunch. Obviously, the protests in Ireland have created a kind of political immediacy to do something in the short term.
Jack, thanks very much for joining us. That's the Irish Times Europe correspondent, Jack Power. We're going to take a break, coming back with the Hungarian elections.